Gisele Hunt is a student at Howard University in Washington, D.C., and Jarvis McInnes attends Tougaloo College in Mississippi. Both teens have devoted years of service to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and both are former Youth of the Year winners. We turn to these outstanding young people for their perspectives on the findings. I started by asking Jarvis what he thought was the most important finding in the survey.
We as youth have goals and dreams, but we feel that we aren't able to realize those opportunities. The hopes outweigh the opportunities in America. I thought that was very shocking. I thought that that was something that may have been to see the sentiment was the same around the country was quite interesting.
Gisele, what's interesting, and Dr. Passant and I talked about it, is the idea that there is still this need often for young people to reach out to parents and mentors. When you talk with young people and even amongst your intimate circle, your friends, do you feel the sense that the older generation is looking to you and understanding some of what you're going through?
The survey does show that while we value our parents and our leaders to the fullest extent, it oftentimes seems as though there's a communication gap. And a lot of times all we're looking for is just for our parents and the people that are older than us looking out for us. We just would like them to listen to us more and be more open to what we're saying.
Gisele, how much do you believe the idea of what the expectation is for young people and the reality is? The survey talks about this gap. How much do you and your friends feel that there is this real want to do well in school, to get a good job, to live the American dream, and then the real ability to do so?
There's definitely this great desire to be successful and to have an education and all those great things that the survey talks about. But at the same time, it often seems as though we're not sure if those things are attainable to us, not because perhaps they're not there, or it just seems as though we're not sure of the way. We need someone to help us with that.
Jarvis, let me ask you, in terms of the response as you looked over the numbers, were you surprised at any of the numbers that you saw often? And I don't mean just teenagers, but people will take a poll and they'll tell you what they think you want to hear. Do you think that that's true in some of the responses here?
Absolutely not. I found that I agreed with so many of the results there. So I really think that our youth were very honest and they gave their honest opinions.
What about Jarvis' leadership from your peers? Both you and Gisele are young people striving and involved and doing a lot. We hear so often, particularly among males, that is sometimes looked down on. How have you been dealt with by peers with your activities and all of what you've attained?
I think in the beginning, some people may not totally understand, but I've actually been very blessed and very fortunate in that I've been accepted very well amongst my peers. But I also have the attitude to where I'm going to do what it takes to get to where I want to be, no matter how anyone else feels about it. I'm very independent and I'm very driven.
We should note that you were elected student body president. You graduated with a 4.2 GPA from your high school, inducted into the school's Hall of Fame. But often I've talked to young black men, and we've heard it for decades now, unfortunately, that often they are discouraged or teased by their peers because they're accused of trying to be, quote, white, look smart, etc.
I've experienced all of that. However, I think it all comes down to being a well-rounded person. I was always the kid in school who, even though I may surround myself with the smart persons or the, you know, we have these different classes in high school or these different groups, I kind of try to hang out and speak to everyone to show everyone that I'm a down-to-earth person. And just like I'm all about the books, I'm also about having fun. And I guess they were able to see that in me. And I've taken that same method to college.
Mm-hmm. Gisele, now for young women, it is often a bit different. The idea of achievement is often fostered among the group. And we should note that you have done a lot, including showing an entrepreneurial streak in all that you did outside of school. Talk to me about how your peers dealt with you.
I was also just as fortunate as Jarvis was. I mean, there is peer pressure out there. There is the pressure to fit in. But at the same time, most teenagers really want to succeed, and they really do want to be that person who is just getting ahead and doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I was fortunate in that everyone congratulated me and they supported me.
What do you think that older people, parents and others who look at this report should take away from it? If there are a couple of nuggets that you believe they really should look at and listen to, what would they be?
I think that they should see our generation as being a very multi-layered generation. We have many faces, many thoughts, many feelings, and a lot of times we're not sure how to sort through all of that. So if they could be the shoulder to lean on or the ear to talk to and understand these things where we can kind of find a common ground, or they can be more of a guiding force than a molding force.
Jarvis, what about you?
I totally agree with Giselle. I think that our parents should take from this that we have ideas, we have thoughts, we have opinions, we have dreams, we have goals. I think so many times adults attempt to belittle what we have to say, thinking that we don't know any better because we are young. I think that our parents should begin to respect us and to hear us. I believe that communication is the most important thing in any relationship. So if they would learn to begin to communicate with their children, with their students, with their youth, I think that we could definitely close this gap some.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Jarvis McInnes is a student at Tougaloo College in Mississippi, and Giselle Hunt attends Howard University in Washington, D.C. You can learn more about both teens at our website at npr.org.